Former Democrat staffer Adam Kinzinger lackey pushes lies about DNI nominee Tulsi Gabbard. By Christina Wong on January 10, 2025. Muaz Mustafa, a former Democrat congressional aide and current lobbyist who long pushed for U.S.-led regime change in Syria, attempted to smear Tulsi Gabbard, nominee for Director of National Intelligence, in an interview with Politico published online Thursday. Mustafa, executive director of the advocacy group Syrian Emergency Task Force, gave a heavily biased, one-sided rant against Gabbard in the interview, which Politico uncritically published in full, with only a Gabbard spokesperson pushing back. Mustafa is an associate of former Representative Adam Kinzinger, Ariel, and worked closely with U.S. officials during the Obama administration on trying to foment a civil uprising against then-dictator Bashar al-Assad by a number of different Syrian groups, including a branch of al-Qaeda. Mustafa threatened to stop giving information to the U.S. government about Syria if Gabbard, who opposes the U.S. getting involved in regime change wars, is confirmed, and baselessly speculated that other countries would stop doing so as well. If Tulsi Gabbard is running our intelligence services, France, UK, Australia. If I was them, I wouldn't share intelligence with us, he said. He also said in meetings he had with members of Congress, he was struck by Gabbard's lack of outrage at Assad's atrocities, and came away increasingly concerned that her aims and worldview were at odds with the U.S. mission in Syria and U.S. foreign policy more broadly. Mustafa also said he took her and other members of Congress to the Syria-Turkish border, and she showed nothing but support for Assad. He claimed that when meeting a couple of little girls who were burned head to toe, whose family was killed by Assad and Russian airstrikes, Gabbard asked them, "How do you know it was Assad in Russia, not ISIS?" Alexa Henning, a Trump transition spokesperson, called that account 100% false. Henning also noted that families of hostages held by terrorists in Syria recently wrote a letter supporting Gabbard's nomination. Lieutenant Colonel Gabbard's views have been shaped by her military service and multiple deployments to war zones where she's seen the cost of war and who ultimately pays the price, Henning said. She is 100% aligned with President Trump's Peace Through Strength, American First vision, which is why the American people overwhelmingly elected him president. Muaz also complained about an independent fact-finding trip to Syria that Gabbard took on her own, claiming it was organized by essentially the version of Nazis in Syria, and said she took pictures with Assad. He also claimed that when he brought a high-level Syrian defector to brief members of Congress, they had to hide his face because Gabbard would be there and they were afraid she would reveal his identity to Assad. Henning told Politico. Tulsi Gabbard has served in the military for over two decades and possesses an active TS/SCI security clearance. As someone who served for 8 years in the U.S. House of Representatives and attended many classified briefings, there is zero evidence that confidentiality has ever been violated. This is another smear by anonymous officials with no proof. Nowhere in the interview did Mustafa ever mention that Gabbard called Assad a brutal dictator during a 2019 interview with CNN. Mustafa also baselessly claimed Gabbard would share intelligence with Russian President Vladimir Putin and take anything on Russia-backed RT and endorse it right away, and would take anything that's being put up by Iran or Hezbollah and endorse it as facts. Mustafa also did not mention that Gabbard has also criticized Putin's brutal attack against Ukraine. Mustafa suggested that senators ask her, why has she always been in line with Putin and Iran and Hezbollah's views, not just on Syria but on Ukraine and other places? He argued that the DNI needs to play an important role in pushing back against these authoritarian regimes, to ensure that in places like Syria and elsewhere, things are moving in a direction that allows for a pluralistic, democratic state. Human Events senior editor Jack Baselby questioned on X Friday why Politico was using Mustafa as a source. He's an activist associated with some of the biggest warmongers in the U.S., he said, posting photos of Mustafa with Kinzinger and the late Senator John McCain, Oz. Of course he opposes a decorated veteran who is against the forever wars. Max Blumenthal, editor of the Gray Zone News, posted on X, "That's Muaz Mustafa, the top U.S. government lobbyist for the al-Qaeda junta that now controls Syria. Here he is in 2013 organizing arms deliveries to al-Qaeda CIA-sponsored partners in the field, a program Tulsi tried to block." And John Ross Omondo, a Middle East researcher and foreign affairs analyst, posted on X that Mustafa was linked with Turkish intelligence and a supporter of Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, a terrorist group which was previously known as the al-Nusra Front, the Syrian affiliate of al-Qaeda. "I find Muaz Mustafa less than credible," he posted. In an interview with Breitbart News, Ras Omondo expanded on his post. "Muaz is an Islamist. He's been a supporter of HTS, going to back to when it still was part of al-Qaeda. He's been a person who's worked with Turkey's MIT, which trained and equipped all of these jihadi groups. He was the asset," he said, citing a former close associate of Mustafa whose name he wanted to keep private. Ras Omondo, author of The Arab Spring Ruse: How the Muslim Brotherhood Duped Washington in Libya and Syria, added, "But the thing is, nobody wants to look into his dirty laundry. The guy is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood and al-Qaeda throughout the Syrian civil war were like two peas in a pod." A X account known as The Last Refuge, a consortium of conservative writers, posted a lengthy thread that also claimed Mustafa was 100% a part of the Muslim Brotherhood. "Well documented by me for years. A tool of Erdogan et al. Muaz Mustafa. Also, a key element of the U.S. intelligence community. Now raising questions about Tulsi Gabbard," it said. The last post in the thread said, "What this tells me is that the U.S. intelligence community, the deep and dark part, does not want Tulsi Gabbard anywhere near their business. Those elements of the IC-funded, ISIS, al-Qaeda and ultimately the Muslim Brotherhood. If Mustafa is prominent in a Politico article, which is full of lies, and his job is to attack Tulsi Gabbard, then the IC is running a narrative operation against Gabbard." Politico is the same outlet that published a letter from 51 former intelligence officials who claimed Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.